From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the policy of strategic patience with North Korea has ended and that military action against Pyongyang is an option on the table.
The U.S. and our allies have repeatedly reassured North Korea's leaders that we seek only peace, stability, and economic prosperity for Northeast Asia. As proof of our intent, America has provided $1.3 billion in assistance to North Korea since 1995. In return, North Korea has detonated nuclear weapons and dramatically increased its launches of ballistic missiles to threaten America and our allies.
While in Seoul Friday, Tillerson visited the heavily armed demilitarized zone, or the DMZ, dividing North and South Korea. As part of his first Asia trip as the top U.S. diplomat, Tillerson is meeting with leaders in the region, including China, to exchange views on moving forward. Syria says it has shot down an Israeli military jet and hit another. Israel, however, says all of its aircraft returned safely after conducting airstrikes on several targets in Syria Friday morning. Israel did not say what was targeted, but Syria says Israeli jets attacked a military target near Palmyra that aided the Islamic State. Iraqi forces on Thursday continued their advance in western Mosul, reaching the outskirts of an historic mosque where Islamic State was declared in 2014. Iraqi military leaders reported fierce battles with Islamic fighters near the Grand Mosque of al-Nuri. An Iraqi commander told VOA losing control of the mosque will be a major blow to the Islamic State. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The White House is continuing to stand by President Trump's claim that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his phones at Trump Tower in New York during last year's presidential campaign. Trump is holding on to his accusation, although the top two members of the Senate Intelligence Committee said there is no indication that Trump Tower was the subject of surveillance by the U.S. government before or after the 2016 election. President Trump hopes German Chancellor Angela Merkel today at the White House for their first meeting, with the future of the transatlantic relationship hanging in the balance. VOA senior White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has more.
On the campaign trail, Trump accused Chancellor Merkel of ruining Germany with her lenient refugee policy.
I used to be a fan of Merkel. I used to think she was terrific, a big leader, a great leader. I think what she did to Germany is a disgrace.
The chancellor was equally scathing in describing Trump's travel ban on six mostly Muslim countries. Now, forced into a partnership to deal with the world's most critical issues, Merkel was conciliatory.
I am deeply convinced that the transatlantic partnership based on common values is in all of our interest, not only for us Europeans. I'll hold my talks with President Donald Trump in this spirit.
When they sit down together at the White House, Trump and Merkel will have to overcome deep differences on some of the world's thorniest issues. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
Somali pirates have released a hijacked oil tanker and its eight-member Sri Lankan crew without any conditions or ransom payments. The release followed a gunfight between the pirates and the Marine Force and then intensive negotiations between the Marine Force, clan leaders, and the pirates. Witnesses tell VOA Somali service that the Navy of Somalia's Puntland region intercepted a boat it believed was bringing food to gunmen who were holding the Aris 13 and its crew. The ship was hijacked Monday by gunmen in two skiffs off the coast of Somalia as it traveled from Djibouti to Mogadishu carrying fuel and gas. Russia says it has, or rather was not involved, in any unlawful cyber activities. They were responding to the U.S. Justice Department indictment of two Russian spies and two other people suspected of stealing personal information of millions of people in a 2014 hack of the internet site that is Yahoo. The company's investigation to the mishandled hack led to the loss of an annual bonus for its CEO and the resignation of Yahoo's general counsel. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.